哇，今天那么冷，我们弟兄姐妹们还来那么多。
Today it's so cold, but many are here.
希望我们能够在主里面得到很多的温暖。Hope
God's love will warm us.
我们最近在这个主日学，我们在查考约翰福音。Recently,
our Sunday school will try to study John.
在约翰福音里面呢，我们最近讨论了基督，也就是耶稣跟尼哥底母的谈话。In
our study, we talk about the conversation between Jesus Christ and Nicodemus.
那么，耶稣告诉尼哥底母说：“我实实在在的告诉你，你若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
Jesus told Nicodemus, unless you are born again, you could not enter the kingdom of God.
所以我在想，今天是这一年的第二个主日。
Today is the second Sunday of the year 2016, I'm thinking.
我们也可以花点时间来思想我们这个新的生命，我们的重生。
We can spend some time thinking about our new life, the born again life.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们来到你的面前，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you to praise you.
在这一年的开始，我们要支取主你的大能在我们的生命上。
We need your power to support us.
主啊，我们不能成就任何的事情。
Lord, we cannot make anything happen. Unless we abide in you.
就请求你自己今天来教导我们。
So please teach us today.
让我们真是再一次知道怎么样我们能够有一个有效的更新。
So that once again we can know how to be transformed effectively.
这样的祷告祈求是奉主的名。We
pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以我说今天跟大家从另外一个角度来看一看这个重生。From
another angle, today I want to talk with us about worldly life.
我们从雅各书第一章19节到27节。
From James chapter 1:19-27.
我们来研究。We
will study the topic.
我们来思考。We
think about it.
刚刚我们念的经句背诵里面说：“你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，在温柔从温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。”
Just now, in the memory verse, we read, "You should get rid of all moral filth and evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the Lord's planting in you."
那么我们谈这个我们的重生，也就是我们的更新。
When we come to our new life,
我觉得这个更新这个字很重要。
Born again is very important. This concept is very important.
我们主耶稣有能够转变、改变、更新生命的力量。
Our Lord Jesus Christ has the ability, capacity, everything He has to change us and to make our life new.
所以说，我们要有一个有效的更新。
So we need an effective transformation.
那么这一个 transformation 这个字很重要。The
word transformation is very important.
神要我们更新，不是说要我们把我们的生命修改一下就可以了。To
transform our life according to God's will is not just change our life.
我们每个人只要有房子的，可能都有 remodeling 房子的经验哈。
When we remodel house, you may get some understanding what we're talking about.
就是这里那地方修一修，那里的地方改一改。
We modify here and there.
这里加一点东西。
Add this.
那边减掉一点东西。
Or get rid of something else.
我们的更新不是这个样子的更新。
Our transformation is not like this.
我们的更新是彻底的更新。
Our transformation is complete.
要把这个房子打掉、拆掉，重新再造。
Demolish the building completely and rebuild it.
所以我们要完完全全的re-变成一个全新的生命。
We have to change ourselves completely.
这是我们旧的生命。
These are our old life.
一条小毛虫。
Caterpillar.
我们要除去一切的污秽，一切的邪恶，一切的更新到什么程度
？So we need to remove all of the moral filth and the evil.To what degree?
你说这两个一样不一样
Are these two the same?
完完全全不一样
Totally different
完完全全的改变彻底的改变
Yes, 100% different
我不知道我们当中有没有念昆虫学的
And you study about the biology of insects
我一直在想能不能看到有一个人给我们一个 video这里面从一个小毛虫怎样慢慢一步一步一步的变到一个蝴蝶
I have been thinking if there is such a video to show step by step how a caterpillar becomes butterfly
那个过程我相信一定是很值得我们去看
I think the process is really worth our time
我们现在回到重生重生不是一个静止的姿态。
Let's come back to the topic born again. This is not just a static state.
是一个继续不断的一个过程。
It's a continuous process.
我们生命是我们觉知的时候。
The justification begins as our determination to follow God.
我们觉知了，神就把他的义给了我们。
When we determine to follow Jesus Christ, God gave us His righteousness.
称义以后，我们开始有一个成圣的过程。
After being justified, we come to the process of sanctification.
到最后，我们得荣耀。
In the end, we'll be glorified.
所以这里就像一个英文的动词一样，有三个时态。
So there are three tenses.
称义是过去式。
Justified is the past.
成圣是现在进行式。
Sanctification is the present.
得荣耀是未来。
Glorification is in the future.
所以我们的成圣是继续不断的在进行的。
So our sanctification is continuous in progress.
所以我们说我们有效的更新是在这一个过程成圣的过程中，我们怎么能够有一个有效的成圣
？So effective transformation is about how to be sanctified continuously.
这就是我们生命更新的一个过程。
This is how we can be sanctified.
我们不能说我们已经信了，我们接受了，我们称义了，我们就完成了。
We could not say it's complete after we are justified and sanctified.
在刚刚我们念的经节里面，二十一节那里也说到，说这道是栽种的，表示当我们称义的时候。神已经把这个种子放在我们的心里。
In the memory verse we read, the word is planted in us. So when we believed in Jesus Christ, God will put His word in our hearts.
神把什么栽在我们的心里
What's God's plans in your life? Yes.
神栽在我们心里的种子是一个有像基督的个性的有像基督生命的种子。
The seed God planted in us is the attributes of Jesus Christ.
那么我们这个成圣的过程呢，我们就是要一步一步的把耶稣的生命把它从我们身上显出来。
The process of sanctification is to live up Jesus Christ step by step.
所以我们怎么能够有效的把耶稣基督的生命变成我们的生命？
How can I live up Jesus Christ's life?
所以那个破的房子就变成一个新的房子。
In that way, the old house will become new.
那个丑陋的小毛虫就变成那个漂亮的蝴蝶。
The ugly caterpillar will become a beautiful butterfly.
这就是我们怎么样有效的更新这一个过程。
This is the process how we can be effectively transformed.
我们怎么样对神的真道有什么样有效的反应？
How can we respond to the word effectively?
这就是雅各在这一段经节里面教导我们。
This is the teaching of James in chapter 1.
我们怎么样对神的道有一个有效的反应？
That's how to respond to the word effectively.
所以他说，我们要有有效的听到，要有有效的行道。
He teaches us we have to hear God's word effectively and also practice God's word effectively.
就是有效的听到跟有效的行道是怎么样能够在我们的生活中，在我们每一天的生命中，我们来学习。
We are to practice daily how to listen to God's word effectively and practice His word effectively. Here's the memory verse.
所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶。
Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and evil.
这是我们应该做的。
This is what we should do.
我们怎么能够做得到？
How can we do it?
这里说，我们听到的要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，要存温柔的心，从这四方面来学习怎么样有效的听到。
We are too quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger, and also to practice this.
要快快的听。
Quick to listen.
这并不表示速度的快。
It's not just the speed.
这个慢快快的听是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to listen quickly?
我在想，雅各是告诉我们，我们要随时随地的准备好听到。
I think James tried to teach us that every moment we should be ready to listen to God's word.
我们要随时随地的。渴慕神的道。
We are to be hungry for God's word every moment.
在箴言里面说，我们对神的道应该像一个人站在门框前等待家人归来一样。
In the Proverb, it says, "We are to hunger for God's word just like somebody waiting at the door for his family member."
我们每一天都在等待、期待、渴慕神的话语。
Every day we are to handle God's words, expecting God's words.
那么这里又说呢，要个人要快快的听。
Here's the
个人两个字。
Here's every one of us is to listen quickly. Emphasize every one of us.
我们每一个人为自己听这个意思。
We listen to ourselves.For ourselves.
对，为我们自己听。我们不是为别人听。
Hear God's words is not for someone else.
我为什么这样讲？
Why did I say this?
有的时候，我们来听听别人道，说：“哎呀，今天这个牧师 讲得真好，真可惜某某某他今天不在。
Sometimes we come to the sanctuary, we heard a wonderful sermon, we thought to ourselves, wow, the pastor taught so wonderfully, but Father Song was not there.
后来听闻到回到家，太太跟我说，你知道吗？今天这个道是对你讲的哦。
Sometimes when I went home, maybe I will tell to my wife, do you know the sermon today is
talking
about you or to you?
We listen to ourselves. Today, this word is talking to
me. What did this word get us? We hear that word for ourselves. We should ask ourselves, what should the word try to teach ourselves?
How do we respond to today?有反应。
How to respond when we heard?
其实听到不仅仅，不说是听，或者我们读经也是一样。我今天读的，对我讲什么话
？Not just hearing God's words, also about reading God's words. What the words trying to teach us?
随时随地准备为自己听，为自己看。
Every moment we are ready to hear.And read God's word for ourselves. When we listen, we are to be slow to speak.
这是什么意思？
What does it mean?
有一个犹太人的拉比叫做西面，他是加玛利的儿子。
There's a student, a disciple of Gamaliel. He's a Jew.
他是一个很有名的拉比。
He's a very famous rabbi.
那我们都知道，他的爸爸加玛利是神学非常丰富的。
We know Gamaliel is very rich in his knowledge of God.
那么他是保罗的老师。
He's Paul's teacher.
He teaches Paul.
He teaches Paul.
保罗。
Sorry.
那么换句话说呢？那他的家里面经常是都是对于神的话语有知识丰富的神经史文士也好，拉比也好，或者是神学家也好，都经常在他家里。
So at home, he must have a lot of people knowing God's words a lot, like Pharisees, Sadducees, and those scholars.
所以在这个拉比西面长大的过程，他都被这些有知识的、有神学的经验的人围绕着。
So such a rabbi was surrounded by scholars and theologians of such.
他说他在这个环境里面学习到一个宝贵的功课。
He said he learned very precious lesson from such environment.
他学的是什么？学的是静默。
He learned how to be in solitude.
静默是金，听过这句话吧？
Quietness is gold. Have you heard this?
Silence is gold. This is English. We often hear a saying. So when we listen, we should not rush to answer when we are listening.
We should not rush to answer when we are listening.
We should not rush to answer when we are listening. We should
not rush to answer when we are listening.
We should not rush to answer when仔细的思想。
We have to think thoroughly.
我们要思考，如果我要讲话，我这讲的、说的有没有益处
？We have to think if it's beneficial for what we're going to say.
和多多的说，必定会找到带到很多的麻烦。
We will not talk if we.Quick to speak and quick to slow to listen.
所以箴言说，多言多语难免有过，禁止嘴唇乃是智慧。
So Proverbs says, many words will fall, and the few words is wise.
神创造我们两个耳朵。
God gave us two ears.
一个舌头。
One tongue.
耳朵是打开的，
ears are open，
舌头是关在嘴里面的，
tongue is in the mouth。
神有神的智慧，
God is wise。
我们应该从这里面学习到一个功课哈。
We should learn from this。
那么接下来呢，听的时候要慢慢的动怒。
Next, we listen, we are too slow to anger.
这个是指我们听到话语，或者是看到经节在指责我们的时候。
This refers to when we hear or read something confront us.
假如人家说了什么话，我们听了以后是在指责我们。不要很快就动怒。
If we hear something really criticizes, we should not to be angry quickly.
圣经里面记载，有一次耶稣警告以色列人说，在旧约的时候，神怎么样惩罚以色列人的不顺服，会堂的人听了以后就怒气满胸了。
In the New Testament, Jesus recounted the story that when God punished some people, and the congregation really get angry very quickly. What's the benefit of this vantage of wrath?
怒气阻止我们属灵生命的成长。
Wrath will not help us to grow spiritually.
怒气阻止我们从神的话语里面得到福气。
Let's keep us from getting God's blessing.
怒气在我们心里面产生恨恶，产生嫉妒，产生纷争。
Wrath will result in hatred, dissension, and division.
所以怒气不能在我们身上成就神的义。
So anger could not complete God's righteousness in us.
雅各说我们要慢慢的怒。
James says we are to slow to anger.
他这里也就提到引用神不轻易发怒的属性。
It's really talk about God who is slow to anger.
神大有忍耐。
God is long-suffering.
不轻易发怒。
Slow to anger.
要我们培养这一个圣灵的果子的温柔、忍耐、和平。
We are to develop such fruits of gentleness, kindness, and patience.
那么如果我们对神指责我们的话，我们不发怒，我们不发怒心，我们应该产生什么样的心呢？
If we don't get angry when God convicts us of sins, then what kind of attitude should we have?
在《使徒行传》记载五旬节的时候，彼得讲道。
In Acts, Peter gave a sermon at Pentecost.
那么彼得说，以色列的全家当确实知道，你们钉在十字架上的那个耶稣，神已经立他为主了，为他立他为基督了。
Peter said that Christ you nailed on the cross, God already accepted him as King as Christ.
以色列的人听了这句话，他们是怎么样？
After all the Israelites heard what they felt about,
他们感到扎心，不是怒心，是扎心。
They were convicted, but not angry.
就像一个刀刺了他们的心。
Like swords pierced their heart.
他们的反应是什么？
What's their response?
他们的反应是神所喜欢的。
Their response really pleases God.
他们问彼得，问使徒们，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？
They ask Peter, what should we do?
他回答说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
Peter answers, all of you should repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
那现在我们知道，当我们看到神责备的时候，不要烦。
So we know now, when God confronts us, we are not to be angry.
我们要问应该怎么样改变。
We should ask how can we change.
这里面说，生气不要犯罪。不可含怒到日落，这是不要给魔鬼留地步。这也是，并没有说我们不能生气，而是说生气而不要犯罪。
Ephesians 4:26-27 says, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil." So these two verses do say we could not get angry, but we should not sin in our anger.
这也是为什么我们要学习所谓的控制我们的怒。
That's why we should learn how to control our anger.
现在很 popular， 大家都以为很多人都被命去上课学 anger management。我们圣经是最好的 anger management。
It's very popular nowadays courses that people do anger management， but the Bible is the best guide。
不要发怒，而要觉得扎心。
Do not be angry, but be convicted.
然后我们要存温柔的心听。
We are to listen humbly.
这里雅各的比喻好像一个农夫种田。
He gave an analogy about a farmer planting his crops.
我刚刚说过，栽种的道，在种田的时候，在栽种的时候，要先把土地准备好。
To plant words, first we need to prepare the soil.
所以我们的心也要准备好。
We have to prepare our hearts.
这里说存温柔的心。
Here it says we should have a humble heart.
有的人的翻译是 meekness， 有的人翻译是 humble。换句话说。我们要在神面前的心要谦卑下。
Some translation here says humbly, or some here says meekly. But really, these both translations are trying to say we have to really be humble or meek while we listen to God's word.
我们要把我们的自我放开。
Get rid of ourselves.
假如我们有我们的自我。我们有我们的自傲，我们不能够会有效地接受神的话语。
Our self and pride will keep us from listening to God's word effectively.
那么，除去一切的污秽，除去一切的邪恶，除去所有的自傲。
So get rid of all moral filth and evil and pride.
那么，这样子的做。我们心里面才会有神的话语扎根。
By means of God's word can take root in your hearts.
那么我们也要求神改变我们。
We also ask God.
我们怎么样除去这一切？不是靠我们自己的力量可以办得到。
How can we get rid of all of these? We could not do this by ourselves.
我们记得大卫要求神的时候，他说什么？他说：“求神在我心里面制造一个新的心。”
maybe you remember, David asked us to create a new heart in him.
然后在他里面兴起一个正当的灵。
A fresh spirit.
所以我们一定要靠神的力量，求神给我们这个力量，去除有一个新的心，除去这一切的污秽。
So we are to ask God to help us to give us the power to get rid of all the filth and evil.
同样的，
心里
面一定要充满了神的话语。
We are to fill our hearts with God's words.
所以保罗教导我们说，要让各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在我们的心里。
So Paul teaches that by all wisdom we are to have God's words in us, saturate us.
这个字用得非常好 ，saturate。Saturate 是什么意思？用中文翻译，饱和。Saturate 是饱和，怎么样让神的话语在我们心里面饱和 ？Saturate， 我们把一块布放在水里面浸了很久以后，这个布就 saturate with water， 对不对？所以我们就是要让神的话语在我们的心里面，就像我们的心放在水里面一样，完完全全的遮盖，完完全全的把它吸收进来。
So we have to ask God to give us the words to fill our hearts completely.
这就是我为什么说是要从温柔的心除掉一切的误会，求神给我们力量这样做，然后再把神的话语完完全全的让他住在我们的心里。
So that's why we need to have humble hearts and by God's power to get rid of all the filth and evil and let God put His heart in our hearts completely.
那我们现在看如何有效的行道。
Let us see next how to do what God would say effectively.
说不要欺哄自己。
First, it said, do not deceive yourself.
不要自欺。
Don't deceive yourself.
自欺是什么意思？
What does that mean to deceive yourself?
希腊字的原文是计划错误 miscalculate. 计划错误。我们不要计划错误。我们怎么计划错误？
In the Greek, the translation deceive yourself really means miscalculation.So what does it mean in your life? Make a calculation.
有人说，这个道我已经听过了，我不必再听了。
Somebody may say, I have heard this sermon, I don't need to listen again.
你真的不需要再听了吗？
Do you really not need to listen the second time?
你可能计算错误了。
You may calculate wrong.
为什么？
Why?
我们中国说什么？一句旧的话，在另外一天，可能是个新的智慧。
A Chinese saying may be like this. A new saying may be a really wise wisdom in another day.
因为我们生命不是静止的。
Our life is not static.
生命是在改变的。
Our life is changing completely.
环境之下，同样的道理会对我们有不同的效果。
The same wisdom may be produce different results on different situations.
还有人说，我们称信，就我们因信就可以称义，我们因信就可以得救，我们不需要行道。
Somebody may say, "We are justified by faith."So we don't need to practice what we believed.
这个也是对神的话语没有正确的了解。
That also results from wrong understanding of God's word.
不错，行道不能使我们得救。
is right. Doing God's words could not save us.
但行道是我们得救的证据。
But doing God's words is the evidence of our salvation.
所以雅各说，你有信心，没有好的行为，那个信心是死的。
So Jesus says, is that if you don't do what you lose?
所以我们不能够有错误的观念，我们不要欺负自己，我不需要行道，我不需要再听了。
So we should have the right understanding. So we need to practice what we believe.
然后我们要以神的话语详细查看自己。
In addition, we are to examine ourselves according to God's words.
雅各说，神的话语像一个镜子。
James says, God's words is like a mirror.
那当我们用神的话语当镜子照我们的时候，我们看到的是什么呢？
When we use God's words to see ourselves, what do we see?
我们看到两样事情。
We saw two things.
一样，我们看到的是神的圣洁。
One is the holiness of God.
另外一个，我们看到的是我们自己的罪性。
Second is our sins.
这好像有回声是吧？没有关系。我把它放下。一个是神的荣耀，神的圣洁；一个是我们的罪。 有一个人说，一个越属灵上面越成熟的信徒，他会把神的荣耀看得越来越高，把神的圣洁认识得越来越清楚，把他自己的罪会觉得越来的越深，越来的越重。
Someone said, the more mature a Christian is, the higher he will consider God's glory, and deeply more he will realize his sins.
当神的圣洁是这样子的高，我们的罪是这样子的深，这个之间的这个距离就是非常的大，这个 gap 就很大。
When God's holiness is so high, our sins are so much and down below, the gap between is really big.
那么你说，跟神距离这么远，怎么会越来越成熟呢？
Such a big gap, how can we be mature?
因为我们就知道，这个 gap 越来越大，我们就越来越需要基督。
When the gap is bigger and bigger, the more we need God.
所以这就是我们属灵的一个成长。This
is the process how we become mature.
这也就是为什么我们要用神的话语详细的查看我们自己。This
is also how we can examine ourselves according to God's word.
那么如何有效的行道？还有一点。 最后一点，采取实际的行动。
Another point to do what God will say effectively is to take actions.
那么这个经节是在26节跟27节那边，我来念。若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头。 反欺哄自己的，这人是虔诚是虚的。在神我们父的面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。我们从这个经节里面只取出三点来：第一点，勒住他的舌头。
In James 1:26-27, those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. religion that God our Father accepts as pure and folly is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Here mentioned one point is to tighten our tongues.
我们就注意勒住他的舌头，这表示是什么行动？这是我们语言上的改变。
What does it mean to keep a tight rein on our tongues? Is to really change how we speak.
语言上的改变是在乎内心的改变。
The change the way how we speak is really the change our attitude.
因为耶稣说我们心里是存什么样，我们就从话语上就显示出来。
Because Jesus said whatever in your heart will come out your mouth.
那么后面说就是看顾患难中的孤儿寡妇。
Later the verse 27 says to look after orphans and widows in their distress.
这个就是我们内心的爱心的改变。
This the love in our life to really increase.
所以我们要有怜悯的心。
So we are to be merciful.
那么第三点呢，保守自己不沾染世俗。
The third point, to keep ourselves from being polluted.
这就是我们生活上的改变。
This is the change in our life.
神要求我们行公义，好怜悯，以谦卑的心与神同行。
God commands us to walk with Him in mercy and love just and the truth.
这就是弥迦书六章那边给我们的，说神对我们的要求。
It's recorded in Micah chapter 6.
这也就是我们要采取的实际的行动。
These are what we are to take.
我们语言上要改变。
Change in our languages.
我们的心要有改变。
Our attitude.
我们的生活要有改变。
Our life.
这是我们实际的行动。
These are actions to change.
这就是我们得救的证据。
These are evidences of our salvation.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们在这个一年的开始，我们谢谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you in the beginning of the new year.
我们知道，我们的重生不是一次就完了。
We know it's not a one-time thing to be saved.
我们知道，我们这一生的基督徒的生命，就是我们的成圣的过程。
We know our Christian life is to sanctify it.In all our life.
我们谢谢你告诉我们怎么样有效的在这个成圣的过程中有一个有效的更新。
We thank you for teaching us how to be sanctified, be transformed effectively.
在将来我们与你面对面的时候
，We see you face to face.
我们可以得到荣耀。
We can be glorified.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Mm-hmm.